This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I've got some sort of sound happening here. I don't know what's going on here. Let's try to fix that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Are you hearing anything, Mac? Okay, well, I'm just going to shut up and just going to move on then. Moving on. Tonight's going to be the Weaponized Woman with Kita Bussey, and we're also going to be talking to Dean Weingarten in the third hour. This may be the last time we talk to him before he comes back stateside. Maybe Friday. I don't know. We'll see anyway. Eric Sweldhead, Duke Nukem there. He decided to use the NRA headquarters in Virginia for a background, and he unleashed a rabidly anti-gun scheme portrayed by CBS News as an extensive gun violence prevention plan that reads like the gun control wish list. Now, he has suggested prosecuting gun owners who failed to turn in so-called assault weapons if they are banned, and announced his proposal at a big rally. That wasn't. Only about 20 people showed up, and the story in Town Hall was headlined, "Only thing sadder than Swalwell's gun control proposal, his rally numbers outside of NRA's headquarters." Now, Swalwell's sweeping plan, which was published on his website and announced Monday, includes the following. Ban and buy back so-called semi-automatic assault weapons and prosecute those who don't comply. Implement background checks for all gun and ammunition purchases. Create a federal licensing program for gun owners, requiring them to satisfactorily complete a training program with both written and practical exams, the same way most states do with cars and hunters. Require that all people or businesses selling more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition in a 30-day period be federally licensed in a program similar to the Federal Firearms Licensee Program. So, see, that just creates a whole new segment of business there. Prohibit individuals from hoarding ammunition in quantities exceeding 200 rounds per caliber or gauge. Limit ammunition sales for individual purchasers to 200 rounds per 30-day period. Repeal the law that prohibits the ATF from consolidating and centralizing records relating to the acquisition of firearms maintained by federal firearms licensees. Now, this is a registry that he's discussing here. That's what that is. Ban and buy back bump stocks, large capacity magazines that are capable of holding more than 10 rounds, and silencers. Ooh. Prohibit states from allowing teachers to be armed on campus. Require that liability insurance be purchased before a person can buy, trade, or otherwise receive a firearm, which is what states already require for automobiles. Those are just the highlights. There's much more to his little scheme, including limiting handgun sales to one per month. He would also implement a 48-hour cooling-off period for firearms purchases. He would establish safe storage standards and mandate that all gun owners comply. Plan also calls for the resurrection of former President Barack Obama's executive action to prevent anyone receiving Social Security checks for mental illness or those deemed unfit to handle their own financial affairs from being allowed to purchase guns. um, I think he sort of picked the wrong place to announce his gun control plan, because it essentially validates everything that the NRA has been saying, that and other gun rights organizations have been warning about for the last decades or so. Let's go over some of these again, just to give you this idea, okay? The repeal the law for the ATF, that is a gun registry. Now, why would you prohibit individuals from hoarding ammunition in quantities exceeding 200 rounds per caliber or gauge, and then limit ammunition sales for individual purchasers to 200 rounds per 30-day period? Does that mean that every 30 days I can buy 200 rounds and sit on them? Or does that break the law if I buy them and sit on them? And how are you going to check on that? How are you going to, if I'm only buying 200 rounds every 30 days, that would be 2,400 rounds per year that I could buy of any one caliber. How are you going to check to see if I've shot them to figure out if I'm hoarding them or not? Now, where you have to have a federal firearms license to sell guns, now you would have to have a specialized license to sell ammunition. So all these mom-and-pop stores that, you know, where they sell fishing lures and all this other stuff, and they have a little ammo for sale, now they're going to have to go out and get that. They're going to have to go through the ATF probably to get this as well. The federal licensing program, I like that one a lot, too. I can't figure out the sound. But anyway, all of this stuff that they're talking about, all this stuff that he's talking about, and of course the ban and buyback of the so-called semi-automatic guns. I almost feel like, okay, maybe that's the headphone jack. We'll figure that out in a minute. Most alarming about his sweeping gun control agenda is that none of the other Democrats now running for president have publicly rejected it. And all of the other ones have their own gun control agenda proposals. None of the Democrats right now have said anything about protecting the Second Amendment. And Swalwell's intentions appear clear-cut by a statement on his website that suggests his goal to discourage citizens from exercising their right to keep and bear arms. Ending gun violence, the statement says, means investing in more community-oriented police officers than patrol officers. It means investing in hope to prevent people from picking up a gun in the first place. What does that mean? What does that mean? How does one invest in hope? How do you do that? How do you do that? Several weeks ago, he was on Fox News, and I saw that interview. And he was with Tucker Carlson, and he was put on the spot to explain his anti-gun agenda. And when Carlson challenged his logic about the proposed gun ban being sort of nothing short of confiscation and turning law-abiding citizens into felons, Swalwell tried to dodge around the true implication by arguing that Americans, being law-abiding, would simply comply. So, there you have it. That's what Swellhead has. Now, I wouldn't worry too much about him. I don't know where exactly he's polling. He's not lighting it up. Let's put it that way. He is not lighting things up. So, however he's doing right now, I'm not concerned about it. You shouldn't be too concerned about it. But then again, just remember, all of these proposals, all of these Democrats, in one way or another, have their own gun control proposals. None of them are coming out and saying, now, wait a minute, Eric. Wait a minute, Representative Swalwell. You know, it was already bad enough when you got out there and decided to say that we could nuke you if it came down to this. Now you're also talking about this nonsense, too? No, Representative Swalwell. No, we cannot have that. Nobody's saying that. Nobody's bringing that up. So, there you have it. There you have it. I'm just waiting. I'm still waiting to see how this comes out. I want to see the gun control questions asked when they start debating. I may watch the Democratic primary debates just for the entertainment value of it all, just to get an idea of where they're coming from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
AR 500 on the radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, now crazy sounds. Anyway, Amy Dickinson is an advice columnist who, according to the company that syndicates her work, combines storytelling with advice that is rooted with honesty and trust. And her column is called Ask Amy. For those of you that are children, there used to be the Ann Landers. Ann Landers used to do that kind of thing. Her Ask Amy segment appears in the Baltimore Sun, the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, Washington Post. She's also billed as an expert on relationships. And she may be good at telling stories, but she's hardly honest, trustworthy, or an expert in matters of guns. But she does feel free to opine on them, including in an article published last week that encourages an overwrought father to evict his adult daughter for owning a pistol. His letter starts out as dumbfounded father, who we're just going to call him Dumb for short, who wrote Amy to breathlessly report. This week I discovered that my intelligent, hardworking, responsible 24-year-old daughter who lives with me is a gun owner. And it's not a normal gun either. It is a .40 caliber semi-automatic, and she has hollow point bullets to go with it. I guess he thinks this is the kind of gun that a criminal would possess. He dismisses his daughter's choice to keep the gun for emergencies, arguing that there have only been two home invasions in their neighborhood during the last 11 years. Dumb goes on to tell Amy that he has ordered his daughter to relinquish the gun or move out of his house in 3 weeks. He admits, "I love my daughter and will be so sad for her to move into a place that she would hardly be able to afford." But then he insists, "I have to lock my bedroom door at night because I don't know what she's going to do." Dumb complains that his daughter now says he doesn't trust her and will barely speak to him. "How," he asks Amy, "can I convince her to stop endangering us?" Now, his question embodies a number of false assumptions as well as a remarkably condescending attitude toward women and guns. First, there's nothing not normal about a 40 cal or a semi-automatic handgun. Semi-automatic handguns are, in fact, the most popular category of firearm in America today. 40 caliber Smith & Wesson cartridge was developed specifically for law enforcement use, following the FBI's determination in the mid-1980s to replace their standard issue 38 special revolvers with the semi-automatic pistols. It was actually, the 40 came about because they after the Miami shootout, when they decided they had to adopt 10 millimeter, 40 is actually sort of a chopped, shortened 10 millimeter. Pistols chambered in the 40 went on to become a popular choice with law enforcement agencies across the United States, and civilians adopted them in large numbers during the Clinton assault weapon ban in effect from 1994 to 2004, which also imposed limits on magazine capacity. So putting aside the technicalities, there is no evidence that the round, which is more expensive than, 9mm, is especially popular with criminals. Then there's a part where Dumb provides no information that would justify his need to lock himself in his bedroom at night to protect himself from his daughter or her firearm. That's so dramatic. It's a gross overreaction to a daughter he says he loves, who's possessing a lawful and constitutionally protected firearm for emergency use. If something does happen in the house while Dumb's daughter's living there, she's probably the one who will be protecting him. And finally, he is so irrationally fearful and controlling that he threatens to evict his daughter in 3 weeks unless she gets rid of the gun, including by giving it to him. Why he thinks he is any safer with it than she is not explained, especially given his evident unfamiliarity with a handgun. This letter is so over the top that it comes across more like a parody of a narrow-minded, irrational, gun-phobic control freak than a serious question from a concerned parent. Ask Amy, however, she doesn't do that breakdown on it and say, well, you know, you're sort of like losing your mind here, aren't you, pal? She takes it at face value, and she ups the ante with additional misinformation and emotionalism of her own. The very first sentence of her reply states, according to my research, possessing hollow point bullets is illegal in 11 states. Is it legal in your state to own this sort of exploding ammo? I wish there was such a thing. I wish that we had exploding ammo. Then all of this nonsense about penetration would be put to rest because it would explode. Only one state, New Jersey, and one city, San Francisco, bans possession of hollow point ammo. So Amy's research is completely erroneous. And needless to say, hollow point bullets do not explode. They're designed to stay intact and expand upon impact, which really protects the safety and the property of bystanders by reducing the tendency of the round to penetrate through the intended target and hit something else. If anything, her faulty statistic would suggest a 78% probability that the ammunition Dumb's daughter possesses is legal. But is Amy suggesting that Dumb should solve his problem by seeking to have his own daughter arrested? Then she cites additional research where she claims shows that since 1980, the number of guns has risen in America while the percentage of households with a firearm has fallen, concentrating the guns into fewer homes. Why, she asks, must your household be one of them? And then she starts casting aspersions on the daughter. Where did your daughter get this weapon and ammunition, she asks. Is she perhaps engaged in another activity outside of your household that exposes her to increased risks and makes her believe she needs to have a weapon? And rather than chide Dumb for overreacting to the common, presumptively lawful, and constitutionally protected conduct of his daughter, she tries to terrify him even further with a single non-representative anecdote. I have news for you. A locked bedroom door is no match for this weaponry. As I write this, just 5 days ago, a father in South Carolina tragically shot and killed his own 23-year-old daughter through a closed door when he mistook her for an intruder. Of course, family members have also backed over each other with cars. Dumb is startling at odds, you know, with reality. I don't understand him at all. The irony here is the bad advice delivered by an incompetent to an incompetent. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate leaders have agreed on a bipartisan emergency funding bill that addresses the overflow of illegal aliens at the U.S.-Mexico border. But the House and administration have still yet to get on board with the bill that has funds of about $4.5 billion. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
It's time for Speaker Pelosi to bring a bill to the House floor to address the serious crisis and make sure that HHS has the money they need to take care of the health care needs of these young children that are being abused.
Another tense hearing on Capitol Hill over the Boeing 737 MAX jets. Retired pilot Sully Sullenberger was there to testify, saying that pilots need to be properly trained on the software of the airplanes.
These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us. These accidents should never have happened.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I want to
So say. This is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer, state laws apply.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, maybe you saw this. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there's this this guy in New York, 64-year-old dude, who's been arrested for shooting burglars. There's a little more to it than that. Coming from the desk of David Kodrea, we have this. This gentleman, he was not exactly living life to its fullest. He wasn't living his best life. Yes, I still hear something. In addition to having his house condemned, the 64-year-old New York homeowner is facing up to 4 years in prison because he was left a gun in a will, but he did not register it. He inherited it, but he didn't register it. His name is Ronald Stolarczyk of Deerfield. He came home to a burglary in progress and shot suspects Patricia Ann and Nicholas Talarico, both of whom died from their wounds. Stolarczyk's attorney told local reporters his client was scared to death and he thought they were going to kill him. The homicides aren't why he was arrested and charged. If anything, they probably are saying that's justified homicide. He was arrested and charged because Stolarczyk had never registered his deceased father's gun, and he was arrested and charged with criminal possession of a firearm. And that's a Class E felony, per a New York State Police press release. Then, while all this is going on, he's now evicted from his home, condemned by authorities because it has no electricity or running water. And but for the risks of, and punishments of getting caught, authorities are making a pretty good case for shoot, shovel, and shut up. It's almost like I've got a short in somewhere over here. Now, this guy, without a doubt, is peculiar. No doubt about it. He's a hoarder who was living in conditions that did not comply with community housing requirements. But he didn't even buy his gun. He inherited it, presumably along with other property. If it had been a deliberate purchase, it would be sort of, you know, logical to understand the whole, because he just had to go through all of that process, that transfer and possession requirement, even though the true standard of legality is supposed to assume gun ownership shall not be infringed. It is not reasonable to presume someone who had a gun passed down to him on his father's death would have an understanding of the... New York has a very complex set of rules and regulations. And, you know, they can bellow about ignorance of the law is no excuse till they're blue. But that doesn't make it a realistic or just thing the way they've got things stacked up in there. Criminal laws are not always easy to track down, and they're not always easy to understand. In fact, a lot of them are nearly impossible to understand because of their complexity. And the whole corpus of federal law is, in fact, impossible to know. There's so many crimes on the federal law books that no conscious citizen, or even a conscientious legislator, or a law enforcement officer, lawyer, or judge could possibly know what they all require. And this puts Americans at risk of conviction and imprisonment for the violation of laws that are impossible to find and impossible to know, effectively discarding the traditional protection that conviction requires culpability. Stalin's enforcer, Joseph Stalin's enforcer, his name was Lavrenty Beria, and he boasted, "Show me the man, and I'll find the crime, or I'll show you the crime." Compare that attitude to the reason that we supposedly have our government in the first place, as articulated in the preamble to the Constitution. "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." So rather than securing the blessings of liberty, New York gun laws advance the interests of the basest of totalitarians. Hardly surprising that the DA, Scott McNamara, is a Democrat, or that he was originally appointed by the disgraced degenerate gun grabber and former governor, Elliot Spitzer. Now, Mr. Stolarczyk's case, even if the prosecution ends up going easy on the sentencing, what he's being charged with is a felony, and that will result in his being designated as a prohibited person, barred for life from this point on from owning a gun. And before, and if you anti start screaming about this guy's peculiarities, making him suspect, and the need to close the hoarder loophole for people living off the utility grid in ramshackle dumps, we ignore the mandate for full due process that proves someone is a danger at the peril of our liberty. And even then, resulting prohibitions are demonstrably futile. Mr. Stolarczyk is scheduled back in court on August the 5th. There is a GoFundMe page for him. I don't know the website of that, but his GoFundMe has already exceeded their goal number at this point as of today. And, it's not going to hurt to have more and more and more. So, bear that in mind. See, this is where we get to this point where we're realizing this is not about your your safety. It's not about public safety. It's not about upholding the law. It's about arresting as many people as we can. It's always about that. It's always about that. And it also shows that in New York, if you're a homeowner, no matter what kind of home you live in, they'd rather you be disarmed. They'd rather you be disarmed than defend yourself. They're not going to defend you. Mr. Stoller Sisk, like I said, he hasn't been living his best life, but he is an American citizen. He should be afforded all the rights and due process that any of us should get. And this is a bunch of junk. So. When you see this kind of thing, though, it just makes you angry just to realize what's happening to this guy. This guy, he's 64 years old. 64 is not that old, but you can imagine his life's been sort of hard if he's living somewhere that had no water, had no electricity, and as soon as they showed up and saw where he was living, they condemned it. Well, that's probably a pretty good indicator that he was living a rough time. He was having a rough time. And now he doesn't even have that. It's been condemned, and he's been evicted. I mean, how much more does this guy have to take? Living off the grid and all that other stuff. That's actually sort of a that's a silly notion to think that we live, any of us can live off the grid now. Some of you are now getting very angry and throwing things at stuff. I didn't mean to make you mad, but it really is a silly notion. It really is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Here live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Yes, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Finally figured out what that noise was. Thank goodness. The drama of live radio. It never, ever ceases. Never, ever. And YouTube is still messing with me. YouTube is still messing with me. I put up a little video today about the STI Staccato C, the range trip, 4-minute, 41-second video. No sooner did I put it up there that they put me in limited status, saying that not every advertiser would find me advertising friendly, which I've appealed that. Plotting and planning the next move. California gun owners. California DOJ this past Monday filed an emergency regulations proposal. If adopted, Californians would be required to have real IDs to purchase firearms and ammunition beginning on July the 1st. Now, where I live, we have to have real ID, and that's because something going on between the state and the feds that we didn't. There's plenty of states that did this and not just mine. California may be one of them. This is just another way to slow down the process. And this proposal is being made despite the ATF saying that federal firearms licensees could continue to non-federally comply, driver's licenses and ID cards. If a person doesn't have a real ID, buyers are required to provide documentation in conjunction with their non-real ID, showing they're legal citizens and are allowed to possess a firearm. Unless you're me, or in South Carolina, or have a concealed carry permit in South Carolina. Acceptable forms of documentation include a valid, unexpired U.S. passport or passport card. What is that? What's a passport card? Certified copy of U.S. birth certificate, U.S. certificate of or consular report of birth abroad as a U.S. citizen. My eldest son has one of those. Valid unexpired foreign passport with valid U.S. immigrant visa and approved record of arrival departure, the I-94 form. Certified copy of birth certificate from a U.S. territory. Certificate of naturalization of U.S. citizenship. Valid unexpired permanent resident card. Person's name is different between the driver's license and the documentation they provide. The applicant has to prove there was a name change. Do you see acceptable documents for this are an adoption document that contains the legal name of the applicant as a result of the adoption, a name change document that contains the applicant's legal name both before and as a result of the name change, a marriage certificate, a dissolution of marriage document that contains the legal name of the applicant as a result of the court action, a certificate, declaration, or registration document verifying the formation of a domestic partnership, or a dissolution of domestic partnership document that contains the legal name of the applicant as a result of the court action. Now, because the California DOJ filed this under an emergency regulation, the public gets to participate in this process for 5 whole days. Eat your hearts out, America. When a person gets a driver's license or ID card, their identity is supposed to be verified. And that's why it has been an acceptable form of identifying somebody for so long. When someone applies for their licenses, they have taken a birth certificate. They have to provide their fingerprint. They have to verify their identity. California opened themselves up to a can of worms when they began issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Now, the state IDs are no longer federally compliant. The reason the IDs are no longer federally compliant is because of Assembly Bill 60, which gave driver's licenses to illegal aliens. In fact, the ACLU of Northern California provided a guide for illegal aliens who have licenses under AB 60 because other states and federal jurisdictions don't recognize their ID as legitimate. Once again, if I was an illegal alien, I was actually trying to do things the right way, I would have to run around with either a laptop or a briefcase for all of this stuff you have. Now, these are the documents that are acceptable for non-federally compliant IDs. Certified copy of U.S. birth certificate, valid unexpired U.S. passport, U.S. certificate of birth abroad or consular report of birth abroad, federal proof of Indian blood degree issued by the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs, military ID card, common access card, or active selective reserve card, American Indian card, U.S. citizen identification card. What are those? Certificate of naturalization or certificate of U.S. citizenship, Northern Mariana card, the Mexican border crossing card with a valid I-94, Canadian birth certificate, valid unexpired permanent resident card, temporary resident identification card, non-resident alien Canadian border crossing card, valid unexpired foreign passport with an approved record of arrival departure of the I-94. I mean, it isn't like this is complicated. Gun owners are now having to jump through hoops at the last minute because California decided to meddle down the ID process and provide driver's licenses to anyone and to everyone. And now California gun owners are being forced to get real IDs because the state wanted to treat everybody like a citizen. Bravo, California. Once again, you proved that just when you think things are messed up, you can do it anyway. Another Democrat that's running for president has decided that they also are going to do executive action if they don't get what they want as far as gun control. Typically, you know, as a rule, candidates for these offices come from other political offices, governors, senators, representatives. So you would think they would at least understand how a law is made. And then again, we get candidates promising to do things that are the complete opposite. Like Senator Kamala, Willie Brown's side chick Harris, and her promise of executive action on gun control if Congress fails to act. But it seems like Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, is it Minnesota or Montana? I don't know. She wants to tell Harris to hold her beer. She released a Minnesota. She released a sweeping plan in her first 100 days as president touching on a wide range of issues and pledging to reverse many of the decisions made under Trump's administration. And like her fellow 2020 Democrats, she pledged to utilize executive action in order to implement gun control. And while Kamala Harris was pledging to close the boyfriend loophole, allowing domestic abusers to obtain firearms after 100 days of Congress in action, Klobuchar said she would act immediately to block access for those individuals. And we get this little blurb here. Senator Klobuchar, Bouchard, whatever, however you pronounce it, she leads legislation in the Senate to close the boyfriend loophole by preventing people who have abused dating partners from buying or owning firearms. And she will take executive action to get it done immediately. She'll also introduce legislation that would impose a series of other Democratic reforms. Universal background checks, closing the gun show loophole, as well as banning bump stocks, assault weapons, and high-capacity magazines. So she's going to decide by fiat to change what federal law says. But that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. But then we have the, you know, the typical anti-gun checklist that also provides Klobuchar doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. Both universal background checks and closing the gun show loophole, isn't that the same thing? Because that's the gun show loophole is individuals who don't have FFLs selling their private property at a gun show on a table. I've got two of those in the garage. Two tables. Banning bump stocks, well, they're already banned. I guess they're not banned enough. And she's come out in support of the Green New Deal, so I suppose I shouldn't be too surprised at the fact that she doesn't understand much of anything. But the good thing is she's not quite polling at a single percent. Well, and that's better than someone like Swalwell, but it's not by much, which means he's polling less than her. And this attempt to radically undermine the Second Amendment is nothing more than an attempt to get other support. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.